Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we're going to take a look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Discover Montcalm podcast. My name is Dwayne. I'm the host and producer, and if you can't tell, I'm at a different location today. My other job is an instructor at the Montcalm Area Career Center, where we teach digital arts. And part of that program is my students, my second year students, produce a podcast for themselves. And they are here today running camera and directing this episode. So we're at the Montcalm Area Career Center and we're part of the digital arts program. But today I have a guest with me for the Discover Montcalm podcast. I have Dan Uccello. He's from Flo's. And now it's Flo's Collection.
Flo's Collection is the restaurant group, specifically Flo's Sports Bar in Greenville, Michigan.
Okay. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
And before we get into talking about the business, I want to get to know you a little better. Who in your life has inspired you the most and why?
So there's two people in my life, and that's my mom and my dad. Little history on our family. We actually were all born and raised in Italy, and my parents in 1998 decided to make the move to the States for a better and brighter future to get the American dream. I was 12 years old. I did not know how to speak English, the rest is history.
How did you get inspired to start your own business?
Again, from my mom and my dad. So my dad, my mom knew how to speak English, but not my dad. And my dad has been very successful here in America without knowing the full English language. Mm-hmm. So that really inspired me to, in a way, say, hey, if my dad was able to move a whole family across the world without knowing the language and build a very successful business here in America, not only is it giving me the chance to do the same, but on a much larger scale, and that's exactly what we've done. We've created a company that is four times the size of what my dad had created at the time.
So let's go back to the start of the business. When Flo's first came into existence, how did you come up with the name?
Yeah, so the name is very interesting. Our first location was in Belmont, Michigan. My dad is a very old school Sicilian guy. So at the time, he owned a little pizza shop in Grand Rapids called Florentine's. So we went and asked the owner of the name if we could use the name Florentine's for our next location, which is me and my brother's location. The gentleman shook her hand and said, yes, no problem. Within the first 6 months of being open, we get slapped with a lawsuit. I was 24 years old. I didn't have any more money. I had put everything I had inside that restaurant. So I knew that because I didn't have any of the legality paperwork that I didn't really have a leg to stand on. So I ended up just shortening the name from Florentine's to Flo's and keeping the same font because I was very afraid of changing the identity of the restaurant. So we did this all behind the scenes without letting any of our customers know. Matter of fact, there was customers 5-6 years after that asked, how'd you change your name? When did you change your name? And we were kind of telling the story. So that's where Flo's stemmed from, was a short for the original name of Florentine's.
How about that? I didn't know that either. Yeah. So you started with the one location. When did you decide that you were going to branch out into more than one location?
So we always had a growth mentality, me and my brother David. We never believed into staying small. So everything that we've done with Flo since day one has been to grow it into a much larger company that can expand even outside of the state of Michigan. And so we started. My brother was 19, by the way, when we started this company. So my brother was 19 years old, still in college at Grand Valley. I was 24 years old, and I was essentially just out of what would have been, you know, my college career, but I didn't go to college, and I've been just always working. So we started our first location, and we were very, very successful. We started small. We ended up expanding next door. That also was booming. So we ended up building a patio in the front of the restaurant, and we just saw a huge opportunity. We felt that the we knew it all at the time, right?
Sure.
That's how a 19 and 24 year old kid, you know, felt, that we knew it all. So we had a lot of ambition, and we ended up opening up our second location, which is the Flows in Greenville.
Speaking of that, how did you, when you're looking at other locations, because you have multiple locations at this point, and because of Discover.com, we're focusing on the Greenville one, but I want to know the whole story. You got ambition. How did you decide that Greenville was going to be your next location?
So we come from a very small village in Sicily. And I lived right off of 57 at the time. And I remember taking what now is my wife into Greenville to go to Meijer, honestly, to go to grocery shopping, because I had heard that you know, Greenville was the birthplace of Meijer and blah, blah, blah. So we ended up coming into Greenville. And of course, it's on 57, very busy street. And I said, well, I want to go check out their downtown. And when I drove downtown, my entrepreneur mind just went crazy. I'm like, okay, well, there's a ton of real estate opportunity out here. And I think that Greenville could use what we've built in Belmont as a restaurant and as a community partner. Greenville, it was still kind of on the down low coming out of the whole Electrolux situation. Mm-hmm. So we were able to get in at the lower point of the real estate market. So we bought three buildings, all where Flows is standing now. There was a restaurant, there was a pawn shop, and then there was an empty building at the end on the corner. So we buy our first piece of real estate with you know, the impression that we could remodel it. Well, that went sideways because it was an old, they were all three very old buildings, and we ended up having to actually get down all the way down to the dirt. So there was nothing left. There was a roof membrane, but we had to put a new roof in, and then the outside walls.
I mean, so the good news about that, you're starting from scratch.
We did.
But old buildings, you got to bring them up to code.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is that with business, you're constantly having to adapt.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we went into this project with a budget of $1.2 million, and our overall budget ended up at just under $1.7.
So not too bad, even though you had to go, like, that, down to the dirt, as
yeah,
you said.
That was quite a bit of extra money. At the time, we were having a hard time getting financing. So to having to go to the only bank that approved us for a loan and say, hey, we need like 500 more thousand, that was a big deal to us and to them, because they were taking a chance on us on 1.2. Now we're asking for more money, and they're looking at us like, did we make the right choice?
Well, that's where you have to have a good business plan, yeah. And that's where your grit and your determination, and you knew everything, but you're learning as you go. Describe the ambience of the Flow locations. I know you've got multiple ones, but when you picked Greenville, what differentiates that from what is now your other locations?
Yeah, so in Greenville, you're going to find three different rooms, and all three of them are going to give you a different room. So you have the sports bar area, which is the massive room right when you walk into the front door. And that room will give you the best sports experience. We have 14 110-inch screens all the way around the restaurant.
I've been there. I know. I'm always watching
something different, right? Yep. And we also have something really cool where when the Detroit Lions are playing and they score a touchdown, with this year, it's been really great. Mm-hmm. We normally don't get to push the button that many times. But we have a light that will actually go off, and the Detroit Lions fight song comes on throughout the entire restaurant. So creating that nice, cool, you know, ambiance for being a sports bar. Same exact thing for the Red Wings. Okay. We have a huge red light that goes off.
It's the experience. You're giving the customer and experience, and you're trying to make them want to come back.
100%. That's ultimately our goal in the hospitality business, is to create an experience, not just with the ambiance, but also the level of service that you're providing with the quality of goods that you're putting in front of them. So when you move away from the sports bar, then we have what we call the Kiara's room. The room was named after my daughter, and that is a private dining room.
Okay.
So you can rent that room for any sort of event, whether it's a business meeting. We've done weddings in there, and it sits about 70 people. We've done special events like a wine and canvas or anything of like a baby shower. So you can rent that room. There's a minimum spend, and you'll have your own servers. You'll have your own little area to gather in. And then when you move to the other room is our dining room. Our dining room is for those folks that don't want that loud environment in the sports bar, mm-hmm. and they want a quieter room to be able to sit and enjoy their dinner or lunch. So that's what we designed that room for, which has different atmosphere. All the pictures that you see on the walls and the murals on the walls are from where we're from, or it's actually like my grandparents back in our land that we own still in Sicily, okay. up on the mountains. So there's a lot of a family environment when you go in there.
Very, very family.
Yes.
I'm talking with Dan Uccello from the Flows Collection, and we're talking about the Greenville location, which to get to the Flow Collection, what's the website?
Yeah, flowscollectionmi.com. That'll land on our splash page. From there, you can meet our entire team, from my HR department to our marketing department to myself and my brother. There's pictures of us and exactly what we do and our titles. And then from there, when you scroll down, there's also all of our different concepts that we own. So you, by clicking on their logo, they'll take you to their website. And then from there, you can buy gift cards from right online, as well as you can send us a message if you have an inquiry for whatever it is that you might be inquiring about.
Before we go to a little commercial break, what are some of your biggest challenges today with any of your collections businesses? What are some of the biggest challenges that you are facing, and how are you meeting those?
Yeah, so our biggest struggle right now is cost of goods sold. As I'm sure that you've noticed as a consumer, your normal, you know, eat out night is a lot more expensive today, mm-hmm. than it was 4 years ago. And that's going to continue to increase. Our cost of goods sold from prior to COVID to today, we're sometimes 40% higher on our cost. So that's been a big struggle. We will never sacrifice quality. So it's not an option to go buy a cheaper cheese, for example, mm-hmm. right? So we'd rather increase our prices a little bit and still be able to provide a great product. So that's our biggest struggle, and we work with that every single day with our vendors to see if we're buying the most quality item for the price point that we're in. And the second one is staffing. Staffing out of COVID was bad, because, you know,
I don't know why I'm laughing, but I guess it's more, I'm agreeing with you. I've heard that from a lot of businesses.
It's tough because we have over 200 employees, and I had to lay off about 190 of them when COVID happened. Well, a lot of them couldn't do without an income, of course, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone needs an income in order to make a life, you know, make your life happen. So a lot of women got different jobs that were deemed essential. So we lost a lot of really great people. The entire industry lost a lot of really great people. And it's been tough to kind of get them back. We're able to get some people back now, but a lot of them are perfectly happy at whatever job they landed at. So staffing is still a little bit of an issue for us company-wide. We have some really great people that work for us, mm-hmm. But we probably have 20 to 25 positions open right now that we would like to fill, and we could fill right now. But it's tough because the competition on that end of it is also great right now, because everybody's dealing with that, like you mentioned. So everybody's hiring, everybody's paying more, which is great. I have no problem. I'm paying our employees, you know, their worth. But we're not a nonprofit, right? So we still have to make a profit, which then it turns back into what the consumer is going to pay for that product.
Yeah, it's a cycle.
Yeah.
I'm talking with Dan Uccello from Flows, and we're going to take a quick little pause here, and we're going to thank our sponsors of the Discover Montcalm podcast. We'll be right back.
We'd like to thank our sponsors. West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions is your perfect choice for managed IT, website design, website hosting, and consulting services. WMTDS.com, 616-485-7600. Custom vinyl signs and Busy Bee Embroidery and Gifts is your one-stop shop for embroidery, vinyl, screen printing, and engraving needs. Go to cbsdbusybees.com or call 989-261-7446. And DW Video, your film and videotape specialist. They design websites and business videos that tell and share your story. DWVideo.com, 231-250-9624. Now, back to our podcast.
Welcome back to the Discover Montcalm podcast. My name is Dwayne. I'm the host and producer. And as I said at the very beginning, we're here at the Montcalm Area Career Center in our studio for the Digital Arts Program. That's the other hat that I wear, is an instructor at the Career Center. And today, I've got Dan Uccello from the Flows Collection. And we've been talking a lot about the Greenville location, but I know that this next question that I'm going to ask you probably goes for all of your locations. What does your business do to put back into the community?
So our number one core value is be a community. And our slogan is, we win together when we work together. So what we do is we don't spend all the money that other companies do when it comes to local, to advertising nationally, whether it's through radio or television or even mailers. What we do is we take 2% of our sales that come in and put them right back into our community. That's why you see Flows so involved into so many different aspects of each community that we do business in.
Because it's part of your business plan.
It's part of our business plan, yeah. We'd rather sponsor, you know, the Greenville football team that for $500 versus putting a mailer in the mail for $500, because the community is not really benefiting when we do that, you know, versus the kids are benefiting at the, you know, at the high school. So we do a ton of that. One of the things that we really take pride in, we have a nonprofit program that we offer, and there's different avenues that you can take advantage of that. One of our avenues is that we have a very deeply discounted large pizza that we offer to all nonprofit organizations.
I've seen those.
Yeah. And you can't really beat it. I think we're at $8 right now, so you can get a large one-topping pizza for $8. It's a killer deal, right? And it's very affordable for nonprofits to be able to afford that, because a lot of times they're reselling it for a profit, and that's what it's all about. We're making money, they're making money. It's a win-win.
And you're helping the community exactly. At the same time.
Yeah.
In your path, is there a story that you can share that is about heartwarming, like you're going, this is why I got up in the morning to do it?
Probably, you know, there's one. So when I was 18 years old, my dad was diagnosed with skin cancer, and it really hit me when he went through the entire process, and then he looked at us and he said, if I have to do this again, just let me go, because no way I can do this again.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very tough on us and our family, because I'm the oldest. So, you know, all kept going through my mind is, well, if my dad's not going to be okay, I'm going to have to take care of this family. right? And that was a lot of weight on my shoulders. And believe it or not, that's when I said that I need to go into business for myself, that in case that day does come, I'm able to take care of my brother, my sister, and my mom. Mm-hmm. So that was a big decision of why I decided to become an entrepreneur at a young age, was not knowing if my biggest role model was going to be there 5-10 years from now, and thankfully still here with us,
right?
20 years later now, but that was the biggest factor that drove me, and made me grow up a lot faster than a lot of my friends too, because when that happened, I remember having 2 jobs. I was putting away as much money as possible in order to start my first restaurant.
It's not easy.
No,
it's not easy, and even, you know, as somebody looking on the outside in, they may think, oh, Dan, you got it made. It's easy. It's not easy. Even as you're growing, you come up with different challenges, and you continue to look at your family, look at the community, and how can you better serve them. With where we're at today in 2023, what is something that might be happening over the next year? That, you know, what's the vision for the collection, for your company? Where do you want to go, or what have you set in place already that you're going somewhere?
Yeah, absolutely. So our company runs on a program called EOS, which is an entrepreneur operating system. And with that, you lay your 1 year and then you lay your 10-year goal. And you constantly are changing that 1 year goal, right? Because year after year, mm-hmm. it changes in order to guide you to that 10-year goal. So it's a big number, but this is where we've set it. And our goal is that by 2033, that we become a $20 million company. And that's the goal that we set. And every single day, we work hard as a team mm-hmm. to make sure that we're getting the right structure inside our company to be able to become a $20 million company.
And everything you do just is easy, right? It just works all the time?
Oh, no.
That's sarcasm on my part.
Yeah,
definitely.
You can try 1,000 items, and one of them might stick.
Okay.
So, you know, the moral of that is never to give up. And that's being an entrepreneur and a business owner, is you adapt and you never give up when something doesn't work. Because the minute you give up, the rest of your team will also give up. And you can never show that. You can never show that defeat, that you're tired. You must always have a great positive attitude and a smile on your face. It doesn't matter how bad those times are.
We've talked about community. You're very much into community. And an organization that I've joined, that you started, was the Greenville Professionals.
Yes.
Let's give a shout out for that. How did that come about? And did you come up with it? Did Josh come up with it? Give us, you know, let the listeners and the viewers know what it is I'm talking about.
Yeah. So Josh contacted me earlier this year and said, hey, Dan, I see that you're a part of this other group in the Grand Rapids area. What about starting something similar in Greenville? Although I didn't start the one in Grand Rapids, I attend it every single month.
Right.
So I kind of knew the structure and you know, how they got people there. And Josh is trying to grow his business as well. And this was just a perfect fit, because for me, it's about exposing Flows to the community, you know, for those who haven't not been there.
Mm-hmm.
So we host it at Flows. It's the first Thursday of every month from 5:30 until 8:30. And we've grown the group from just me and Josh to now 324 members. It's been going really well. So the whole goal is to get the community business professionals in one room and just network and just talk to each other. You know, you might have a cleaning company that maybe I didn't know about, and maybe I'm using a cleaning service outside mm-hmm. of Greenville, right?
Well, so, we got connected again through this. I mean, we had connected quite a few years ago, but we got connected through it for discover.com for you to come on and tell your local story.
Yeah.
So I can say that it's working for me, because now we got the chance to meet up again. It's on Facebook. I can't remember the official name, but
Greenville Business Professionals It's Greenville, MI for Michigan. We were having a lot of
South Carolina.
Yeah, trying to join the group. So we had to add that MI to the title. But yeah, it's Greenville Business Professionals. Go ahead and please join us on Facebook. Join our discussions. Usually on Monday, we'll ask a question to kind of promote your business.
So I know Josh is always pushing those out. And the nice thing about it, you don't have to be from Greenville.
No.
You can be from Montcalm. There's people from Grand Rapids that do business in Montcalm.
Exactly.
And around the area, but this is just a location, you know, to get the conversation started.
Yeah, the whole idea is to get those business professionals again in one room, network, get to know about each other's companies and what they do, and hopefully be able to send some business, you know, over each other.
So a big shout out for all the Greenville professionals in that group. You're welcome to come on Discover.com and tell your story.
Yes.
You know, I have to have a Montcalm tie. As long as you got a Montcalm tie, that's important. Before I ask you the big question, why, in your opinion, should someone discover Montcalm County?
Well, if you're looking for a city that has values, in an area that has values and that feel that gives you that small town community feel, this is it. It doesn't matter where you're going. If you're going to Sydney, if you're going to Greenville, you're going to get that. Everyone knows each other, which is a great thing. You know, you can walk down the road in any of our downtowns, and you're going to run into somebody that you know, whether it's somebody that you went to school with, somebody you've done business with, somebody that you met just through your adult career. So to me, that's what got me into Greenville. It reminded me a lot of the little village that we grew up in Sicily that had that small town feel, but it was still a bigger place.
It was a bigger place. One last question. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you'd like to touch on before we close?
Really, you know, just want to introduce also Catering Concepts. Catering Concepts operates out of Flo's Greenville, and that's our full-service catering company. We can do anything from small 25, 30 people office get-togethers, or we do weddings all summer long. We're usually pretty booked up for those 2 to 3 a weekend, and those are 200-plus, and we can do anything from a plated dinner to a buffet. So Catering Concepts is a great asset to Greenville because there's not many companies out there doing catering the way that we're doing it. And there's a lot of great venues in Greenville that people can come out and get away from that downtown Grand Rapids and come into Greenville and save a few dollars, honestly, on the venue itself, and then hire a company like Catering Concepts to come in, and we can bring food and we can also bring your adult beverages right on site and wherever you're at.
One last time, how can somebody find you on the web?
Yes, if you go to flowscollectionmi.com, and you just scroll down to all of our concepts, and you're going to see all of our different concepts. We have the sports bar concept. We have the pizzeria concept. We have the wood fire location concept. We have our catering concepts, and we also have Franca's location. So they're all on there, and you're able to send us a message if you have any questions about anything right from our website.
So flowscollectionmi.com.
Flowscollectionmi.com.
Oh, collection.
Yep.
MI.com. This will be up on the screen. If anybody wants to catch this on our YouTube channel, you can connect with Discover.com at Discover.com Podcast on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, as well as Discover.com Podcast.com. We're at this time, you know, we've been doing it for over a year. I can't believe that every week I'm putting out a new episode and coming up with content, but it's important for me to promote businesses in this community, in our county, so that we can know on the west side what the east side is doing, kind of like what you're doing, trying to get people together with the Greenville professionals. I want people all around the county to know what's going on here, and there's a lot of cool stories. So thank you, Dan, for coming in. flowscollectionmi.com.
You can catch
their website and check them out. My name is Dwayne. I'm the host and producer of Discover.com. Thank you for tuning in, and remember to buy and shop locally.
Connect and subscribe to Discover Montcalm Podcast at discovermontcalmpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Discover Montcalm Podcast. To be featured in an upcoming show, contact Dwayne at 231-250-9624. Remember to subscribe at discovermontcalmpodcast.com.